Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, signs a technical support agreement with the Canadian Centre for Ethics in Sports, and we recap the finals of the Jamaica Football Federation's National Under-15 Girls Competition. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, has signed an agreement with the Canadian Centre for Ethics in Sports, CCES, for technical support. The agreement will see JADCO staff receiving training and guidance towards improving the agency's technical and administrative operations. The move will also help JADCO bring its operations fully in line with World Anti-Doping Agency WADA standards. Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown, elaborates on the nature of the agreement.
The CCES will be offering us guidance as it relates to different areas. One of the things is to ensure that we are fully ready to implement the 2015 code come the 1st of January, and also to ensure that we are code compliant, not just for the implementation, but that we are code compliant come 2015 when the code does change.
The contract for the partnership was signed on May 15 and will run for 15 months. Mr. Brown is convinced that JADCO will be better equipped to meet its mandate when the partnership comes to an end in August next year.
It will help us to build on our organization and our capacity, but also to look at what is needed for our sporting landscape. We have a lot of international athletes, especially in the area of track and field. So it will put us in the correct stead to manage the level and caliber of athletes we have and in the sporting arenas that we have there. Training is going to be a crucial part of it for staff as well as athletes, because once you have the training of our doping control officers and chaperones and staff internally as well, it will go to us giving a better product when we go out there.
The information exchange will not be one-sided, as JADCO has much to share with the CCES.
The CCES will learn from us as well. So it's not just CCES bringing their knowledge and expertise. You have athletes who are below the age of 18 in the registered testing pool for MNC. How do you notify them? Different jurisdictions might do it differently because of different cultural values and norms. So we will learn from each other there as well. And also, given the size, the difference in the size of the organizations as well, they will learn maybe how to do certain things that we do a certain way because of our size.
Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown. Kingston's under-15 girls football team was crowned national champions after defeating St. Catherine in the finals of the Jamaica Football Federation's National Under-15 Girls Competition on Saturday, May 31st. Kingston secured a 1-0 victory after team captain Courtney Smith successfully converted a penalty in the 93rd minute. She tells us how she felt after seeing the ball hit the back of the net.
Wonderful, great, was it? In a 3 minutes, I scored a one and only goal.
Smith recaps her team's performance throughout the tournament.
Yeah, man, it was a tough competition still when we go and we'll beat St. James and then we'll come back to take over back our championship. So, yeah, it was a tough one. At least our girls bring out more in training, and we came out to win the finals, and that's what we did.
Team coach Tony Cowan is satisfied with the hard work the team put in to earn the victory and national title.
Yeah, it was a really tough game. St. Catherine put up a really good fight. They pressured us at times, but at the end of the day, we persevered and got the win that we deserved.
National girls football coach Xavier Gilbert says both finalists have given him much to consider before he selects the national team for the under-15 CONCACAF tournament in Grand Cayman in August.
I've seen some good talent all over Jamaica. Individually, there's some good talent. It's just some things have to work on. Now we just hope that they can go from strength to strength.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.